2 weeks ago, we had a celebration at a church.
两个星期前，我们在教会有一个庆祝。
It was for my 80th birthday and 60th year in ministry.
是庆祝我80岁的生日，还有我60年的。How
many of you were there?
有多少人在那天有出席？
Yes, yes, yes.
是的，是的。
It was wonderful to look out and see people from this congregation at that celebration.
我那天在台上，我很真的很开心看到我们这个会送里头有人过去参加。
And Anna and Jeff led us in prayer to begin the celebration.
Anna跟徐杰弟兄是他们以祷告来开始我们这样的庆祝。
I was very happy because I felt my family from the Evangelical Formosan Church was with me.
我那天很高兴，因为我觉得费城台福教会我的家人那天到那边参加了。There
were about 200 people there.
大概有200个弟兄姐妹在那边。And
we had a wonderful time praising God.
我们在那边有美好的赞美主。Now
I have second announcement to make.
我有第二个宣布。
My wife cannot be with me today.
我太太今天没有办法来到我们当中。
Her father has been in the hospital all week.
他父亲整个星期都在医院当中。
He is over 90 years of age.
他已经超过90岁。
And he is very, very sick.
他生病得非常的严重。
And this morning, she sent me a message on my phone.
他今晨从我的手机那边传来一个讯息。
That they had called her from the hospital to come.
他们医院打电话请他到医院去。I
don't know the situation, but I will not be here to eat my lunch with you today.
因此我没办法留在这边跟我们一起共用午餐，因为我不知道那边的状况。
When I finish the service, I will get in my car and I will drive to Baltimore.
当我讲完到时候，我会立刻离开，开车到巴尔的摩去。
To be with the family.
去跟我的家人在一起。
So I would appreciate your prayers.
我谢谢你们为我的祷告。
The wonderful thing, as you shared, Jeff, her father knows Jesus.
今晨有徐杰弟兄有美好的见证，他父亲知道主。
He has sold farm equipment for many years.
他身上有备属完全的装备。
But on Sundays, he would go to the little farming churches in the farming area to preach Jesus.
有一天他会到不同的地方，好像那个种子这样去不同地方去传道。
So we know that God has another body for him.
所以我们知道主有另外一个身体给他。
For that's the promise of Scripture to every Christian.
这个是经文上对我们每一个基督徒所应许的。
When we lay this body down in the dust,
当我们的身体像死了，在像尘土一样，在土中。
We have a new body that God has prepared for us in eternity.
在永生当中，上帝为我们预备了另一个全新的身体。
That's good news.
这是个好消息。
Is that good news?
这是好消息吗？
Okay.
好。
I have had friends from India with me all week.
我有印度来的朋友，整个星期都跟我在一起。
And I forget that when they say yes.
然后我忘掉当他们说是的时候。
In India, they shake their heads this way, from side to side.
他们印度人说是的时候，头是这样摇的。是。
So all week I've been saying yes.
所以整个礼拜我都一样这样一直说是是。
That's right, you got it. That's right.
对，你做的对了。
In India, yes.
在印度是这样子。
And so I look forward to being with you each month.
我很期待每个星期来到当中跟大家在一起。
And the clock is not running.
这个 时钟坏了，不走了。
I can preach until 2 o'clock.
我可以讲到今天两点。
No, no, no.
我不会。
If you have a Bible, would you turn to the second chapter of the Gospel of Mark?
如果你有圣经的话，请麻烦请翻到马可福音的第二章。
I am going to read the first 12 verses in English, and then Corinne will read in Mandarin.
我将念一到十二节，英文先念，中文后念。
I think you are familiar with this story of Jesus.
我想你对这个故事，耶稣的故事是非常熟悉的。
Listen to the word of God.
请听怎么神怎么说。
A few days later, when Jesus again entered Capernaum, the people had heard that he had come home. They gathered in such large numbers that there was no room left, not even outside the door. And he preached to them the word. Some men came, bringing to him a paralyzed man, carried by 4 of them.Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and then they lowered the mat the man was lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, Son, your sins be forgiven. Now,Some teachers of the law were sitting there thinking to themselves, Why does this fellow talk like that? He's blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus knew in his spirit that this was what they were thinking in their hearts. And he said to them, Why are you thinking these things?Which is easier, to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk? But I want you to know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins. So he said to the man, I tell you, get up, take your mat, go home. He got up.Took his mat and walked out in full view of them. This amazed everyone, and they praised God, saying, We have never seen anything like this before.
第二章第一到十二节，过了些日子，耶稣又进了加百农。人听见他在房子里，就有许多人聚集，甚至连门前都没有空地。耶稣就对他们讲道，有人带着一个摊子来见耶稣，是用四个人抬来的，因为人多不得进前，就把耶稣所在的房子拆了房顶，既拆通了，就把摊子连所躺卧的褥子都垂下来。耶稣见他们的信心，就对摊子说，小子，你的罪赦了。有几个文士坐在那里，心里议论说，这个人为什么这样说呢？他说浅妄的话了吗？除了神以外，谁能赦罪呢？耶稣心中知道他们心里这样议论，就说，你们心里为什么这样议论呢？或对摊子说，你的罪赦了，或说起来拿你的褥子行走，哪一样容易呢？但要叫你们知道，人子在地上有赦罪的权柄。就对摊子说，我吩咐你起来，拿你的褥子回家去吧。那人就起来，立刻拿着褥子当众人面前出去了，以致众人都惊奇，归荣耀与神，说我们从来没有见过这样的事。
Let's bow for a moment of prayer.
那我们低头祷告。
Holy Spirit of God, be our teacher.
圣灵的神啊，请来当我们的导师。
Help us to hear your voice.
帮助我们可以听见你的声音。
Help us to understand this truth with our hearts.
帮助我们真的是可以从心里头了解你的真理。
That we may be transformed.
以至于我们人能够被转变。
In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
靠主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
I wonder if anyone came this morning expecting to see something amazing.
我很好奇，今晨你们进来这个我们教会当中，你们是不是带着期待说会有惊人的事情发生？
I don't think many people come to church expecting to see something amazing.
我不太相信有很多人会带教会来带着心说会看到一些很惊奇的事发生。
They come because they want to sing.
你来是因为想要赞美敬拜主唱歌。
And they will listen to the sermon.
会听讲道。
And pray.
祷告。
And go home.
然后回家。
Nothing amazing about that.
没有任何事情跟刚刚讲的有任何惊奇的。
But I want you to see in this story that when Jesus comes, amazing things can happen.
但是我们看这个故事当中，当耶稣来的时候，很多惊奇的事会发生。
If you still have your Bible open, look at verse 12 in the second chapter.
请看如果圣经还开的话请看到第二章的第十二节。
These people had gathered in a home.
这些人在一个家里当中聚集。
They had heard about the miracles of Jesus.
他们有听到耶稣行过的神迹。
And now that he was coming home, they wanted to hear him.
现在耶稣要来了，他们想要听听耶稣。
And they wanted to see what he was going to do.
他们要看看耶稣会做什么事。
And so they were crowded into this room.
所以一大堆人聚集在那个很小的房子，很拥挤的房间。
There was no space for anyone to fit inside.
在里面挤满的人根本没有任何空间再容纳任何一个人。
And it says four men brought one of their friends.Who was paralyzed? He was unable to move.
那这边提到说，四个朋友带着他们的朋友，这个朋友是个瘫子，他没办法动。
And he was on a mat.
他在一个褥子上头。
And they could not get him inside.
他们没办法把他的朋友弄到屋子里头去。
So they went up on top of the roof and they made a hole. They made a hole in the roof.
所以他们从屋顶把屋顶弄一个洞。尝试从屋顶把那个朋友弄下来。
Now that wasn't difficult to do.
那好像不是很困难这样子做。
It was not a roof like this.
那不是这样子的屋顶，像这样的屋顶。
Tree limbs, maybe some grass, and other things made the roof.
这是些茅草、稻草做的房子屋顶。
And they probably put some mud, packed mud on top of that.
他们可能用一些泥土在上面这样。铺一铺。
And so they made the hole and they lowered the man into the presence of Jesus.
所以他们在屋顶挖个洞，把那个人从屋顶上慢慢放到耶稣的面前。
And Jesus saw the man and he saw their faith.
耶稣看到这个摊子，然后看到他们的信心。
And he said, "Your sins are forgiven."
耶稣说你的罪得赦免。
But some people were thinking, only God can forgive sin.
这当中有人就想说，只有神可以赦免人的罪啊。
And they are right.
他们是对的。
Only God can forgive sin.
只有神可以赦免人的罪。
But you see, Jesus is God in the flesh.
但是你们看，耶稣是神道成肉身。
So Jesus can forgive sin.
因此耶稣可赦免罪。
But they didn't like that.
但是他们不喜欢这样子。
So Jesus said, "I'll show you real power that you can see."
所以耶稣说，我要让你彰显我真正的能力，以至于你可以
看得到。He said to the man, "Take up your mat and walk."
耶稣对那个摊子说，拿起你的褥子起来走。
And this man, who was paralyzed, he could not move his body.
这个摊子他完全没有办法动的一个人。
He gets up, rolls up his mat, and starts walking.
这个摊子他竟然站起来把褥子卷一卷卷起来大步的就走了。
And the people looked, and they were amazed.
人们看到人们就惊奇。
It says in verse 12,
十二节讲到
This amazed everyone.
以致众人都惊奇。
They saw a man who is paralyzed get up and walk.
他们看到一个瘫子竟然走站起来走了。
And then it says they began to glorify God.
他们接下来说，他们于是开始把一切荣耀归于神。
And from there it says the people began to talk and say.We've never seen anything like this before.
从那边看，我可以看到众人议论纷纷说：“我们从来没见过这样的事啊！”
They were amazed.
他们很惊奇。
Are we amazed?
我们很惊奇吗？
Do we see God at work today?
我们看到神在我们当中做工吗？
Is God able to perform miracles today?
神今天会行神迹吗？
I believe, my friends, that God wants to work among us to do some amazing things.
我绝对相信神喜欢想要在我们当中行那个很奇妙的神迹。
And they are amazing because they are things that only God can do.
他们很惊奇，原因是因为他们看到了只有上帝、只有神可以成就的事。
Now.We had a wonderful time singing this morning.
我们今晨我们有很美好的时光唱歌赞美主。
The last one that you sang, to God be the glory. Oh, I love that.
最后一首歌提到讲说我心荣耀归主。
And the hymn, my faith is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness.
这个诗歌上提到说我的信心是建立只有建立在耶稣基督的磐石上面。
I love to sing that hymn.
我好喜欢那个诗歌，我喜欢唱的诗歌。
But that's not amazing.
但是这个不惊奇。
I've been singing those songs since I was a little boy.
我从很小的时候我就开始唱那首歌了。
Nothing amazing.
没有什么很惊奇。
And then we have time for prayer.
然后我们就有祷告的时间。
Oh, prayer, it brings refreshment to my soul.
这个祷告让我心里面可以更新。
But it's not amazing.
但是好像这也不是很惊奇。
You expected us to pray.
你知道我们会祷告。
And then there's the message from the Word of God.
然后接下来就是会开始听到上帝的道。
Not.So amazing.
好像也不是那么惊奇。
You expected that.
因为你知道你期待这会发生的。
And then we will have a prayer and we'll all go home.
然后我们会有个祷告，然后结束祷告，然后我们就会回家。
What has happened that is amazing? What has happened that is amazing?
有什么事情在我们当中发生会让你觉得惊奇呢？
What has happened that only God can do.
有什么事情发生只有上帝可以成就呢？
It is nothing that is accomplished by our effort, but He shows Himself in our midst in a powerful way.
不是这个事情不是我们人就可以做出来，而是说上帝彰显他的能力在我们当中所成就的事情。
Have you been amazed?
你有很惊奇吗？
In the last week or two weeks, have you been amazed?
过去这个星期或是过去两个星期你有对上帝很惊奇吗？
Have you had to step back and say, Ah, only God could have done that.
你是不是曾经在这当中你曾经往后走说是的只有上帝可以成就这个事情你很惊奇。
Well, every time someone has their sins forgiven and they become a Christian, that's amazing.
当有人罪得赦免他们开始相信耶稣的话这个就是一个惊奇。
For he washes away our sin and gives us eternal life.
因为他洗净我们的罪给我们永生的盼望。
That's amazing.
这个是惊奇。
Who else can forgive your sins but God?
除了神之外有谁可以赦免你的罪呢？
What other religion offers you the forgiveness of all of your sins but Jesus Christ?
有什么宗教可以让你除了耶稣之外可以赦免你的罪呢？
What happens when someone is sick, but they suddenly become well and they are healed?
有什么人因为他生病 很严重，他马上就得到医治，他就康复了。
That's amazing.
这是很惊奇的事。
Only God can do that.
只有上帝可以成就。
What happens when broken relationships are restored?
当破碎的关系可以重新修复。
That's amazing.
这个是很惊奇的事。
Only God can do that.
只有上神可以做这样的事。
My friends, I believe God wants you and me to be amazed at His work among us.
我绝对相信上帝要让在我们当中为他所成就惊奇的事情，让我们真的是有那样的期待。
In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20,
在以弗所书第三章第二十节提到
，Paul says, "Now to the one who can do over and above all you can ask or think."
只有上帝是那个可以。唯一一个可以 不同反复做成就反复那样成就那样的事情会让你很惊奇的。
Paul says God's in the business of doing amazing things.
保罗说上帝是在专门在做让人惊奇的事情。
Changing lives.
改变人的生命。
Healing bodies.
医治身体。
Reconciling broken relationships.
是和好的关系发生。
That's the business God is in.
这个是上帝他的工作。
And after they were amazed, who did they glorify?
当他们惊奇过后，他们把这个荣耀归给谁呢？上帝。
God got the glory.
神得到荣耀。
They praised God.
他们赞美归荣耀给神。
They didn't say, oh.That was nice, Jesus. Thank you.
他没有跟耶稣握手说，哦，那很好，谢谢你。
When you see a miracle, God gets the glory.
你看到神迹的话，上帝的荣耀。
It's God at work, and we praise Him for what we see happening.
因为上帝做工，以至于我们可以看到所发生的事情，以至于我们归荣耀给神。
And then He says, "We have never seen anything like this before."
接下来经文上写说，我们从来没见过这样的事情发生。
Have you seen God at work?
你有看到神的动工吗？的工作吗？
Doing things outside of your knowledge and experience.
是不是你有看到神做超过你的经验、超过你期待的事情发生过呢？
Well, that's the results of this particular story.
这个是这个故事的结果。
They were amazed.
他们很惊奇。
They glorified God.
他们把荣耀归给神。
And they said, "We've never seen anything like this."
他们说我们从没见过这样的事发生。
Wouldn't that be wonderful here?
是不是这样的事情在我们当中发生也很棒呢？
Shake head up and down this way. If you're from India, you shake your head this way.Wouldn't it be wonderful if God did some amazing things among us?
我们是不是如果上帝在我们当中做这些惊奇事，不是很棒吗？
Well, very quickly, I want to show you three things that are required if we're going to see something amazing.
接下来我跟你分享三件事，是你我们想看到上帝惊奇事发生必要的条件。
The first thing in the story is there were a crowd of people that gathered.
第一个在这故事当中看到我们是看到一群群众聚集。
The amazing things God wants to do are in people.
神要成就的惊奇的事情是在人的身上。
I'm sorry, Jesus is not concerned about buildings.
耶稣对我们的这个建筑物他不是觉得很重要。
Jesus is not concerned with your programs.
耶稣不担心我们在推行的任何的节目。
Jesus is concerned about people.
耶稣最关心就是人。
Now, are you concerned about people?
你是个关心人的人吗？
Do you have a vision to see God bringing many people to experience amazing things?
你是不是有那样意向可以去想象有神会带来许多的人在我们当中一起经历神的神迹？
Where are the people that need to hear this message?
什么样的人是需要听到今天这样的讯息呢？
And what are you going to do to help those people to come and hear the message?
那你要怎么做能够帮助这些人可以带我们在这当中去听到这样的讯息呢？
You see, we have a mission that God has given us.
我们上帝给我们一个任务。
And our mission has to do with people coming to Him.
我们的任务是把跟人有关，要把人带到耶稣的面前。
That's our primary mission.
这是我们最重要、第一首要的任务。
That's number one.
这是第一个任务，最重要的。
Every week on Friday, I get an email from the church office where I am, denomination that I'm in.
每个星期五我会接到我所属的教会寄来的一个电子邮件。
And the email tells me the things that are happening in all of our churches around Philadelphia.
这个电子邮件当中会告诉我在费城这边教会所发生的比较大大小小的事情。
The one church is having a dramatic presentation of some kind.
有一个教会有一个非常特殊的吸引人的
Another church is teaching people how to put beads on a string.
另外一个教会是教人家把那个小小的珠子穿到那个线里头去。
Another church is going to have a big oyster party, you know, oysters and clams.
另外一个教会就是他们弟兄姐妹就要有一个生蚝吃生蚝的一个很宴会。
Another church is going to have a big sale of things that people bring from their attic or from their garage.
另外一个教会他们要从会众那边捐来一些他们不用的东西要来卖。
And I'm looking at all the activities that are going on.
那我看着这所有这些节目在进行的节目。
And I'm asking a question.
那我想问一个问题。
Why are we here?
我们为什么在这边？
Is it for programs?
我们为了这个节目而来吗？
Well, that's okay.
Oh.
But we are here, my friends, to invite people to the cross to discover forgiveness and eternal life.
这节目是可以的，但是我们最终是要把人邀请到我们当中，把他们带到耶稣十字架的面前。
How many of you are praying for someone that you love, that needs to come to Christ?
有多少你们当中有多少人是为你所爱的人祷告，使他们可以带到耶稣基督的面前？
嗯，
很棒。
Some of you,
有些。
That's good.
很好。
But my friends, until we learn what it means to have a broken heart for people without Christ, we're not going to see anything that's amazing.
我们一真的要有那个破碎的心，为这些不认识主的人的心有破碎的心的时候，我们才看得到神惊奇的事情发生。
How many of you invited one new person this week, or maybe two, one or two people you invited this week to come with you to worship?
你们当中有多少人在这个星期邀请一个或两个以上的人带到教会来聚会？
One.
一个。
What is your mission?
你上帝给你的任务是什么？
Who are we called to reach?
我们常常我们被呼召要去。
And how are we going to reach them if we are not inviting them to come with us?
我们要怎么样能够我们被呼召去到人群当中使他们认识主，我们要怎么做？
God does amazing things in lives of people.
上帝在人
It is to people that Jesus ministered.
耶稣是对人传道。
It is for people that Jesus Christ died on the cross.
也是因为人耶稣在十字架上为人牺牲了。
It is for people that he sent his disciples to goAnd make disciples.
也是因为人，耶稣命令他的门徒去使万民做他的门徒。
And it is the people that have trusted him as Savior for whom he is coming to take us home to be with him.
也是为了这些相信耶稣基督的人，他会再来把这些人接到天上去。
Nothing amazing is going to happen to this chair.
那个空的椅子，没有什么事情会发生。
But something very amazing can happen in this dear young man's life.
但是惊奇的事情会在这个年轻的弟兄身上发生。
That's whom God wants to reach.
这个是上帝要接触的人。
Jesus saw the people.
耶稣看到人。
And he had compassion upon them.
耶稣对人有热情。
The second thing.
第二件事。
It was people and Jesus was there.
是人，然后耶稣在这些人的当中。
You say, oh, isn't Jesus always here?
你说，哎，不是耶稣就常常跟我们在一起吗？
Well, yes.
是的。
18th chapter of Matthew says, whenever people gather in my name, I am there in their midst.
马太福音18节里面提到说，凡两三个人奉我的名祷告的，我就在他们中间。
But the question is, are we aware that he is here?
但是问题在于，我们有意识到、有警觉到耶稣在我们当中吗
？And do we recognize him as God come in the flesh？
我们是不是有这样认知，知道他是神从道成肉身到在我们当中
？It's nice to have you, Jesus. Come.
耶稣很好，你跟我们在一起很好，你来吧。
Have a seat.
请坐，请坐。
We are glad that you are here.
我们谢谢，我们很高兴你在我们当中。
That's not the place for Jesus.
那个不是给耶稣坐的地方。
Who is this man, Jesus?
耶稣是谁呢
？When Jesus is present and we are aware of his presence, it is the power of God.
当耶稣在我们当中，我们有那个意识知道说耶稣在我们当中的话，这个是上帝能力的彰显。
I don't doubt that Jesus is present.
我不怀疑耶稣今天在我们当中。
But are we open and available to him as God in the flesh?
但是我们自己是不是心打开了，为这个道成肉身的神心打开的呢
？You see, the Bible tells us in Colossians that all of the fullness of God is in Jesus.
哥罗西书里面提到说，上帝一切的丰盛就在耶稣基督身上。
And when we gather together, we come praying to be made aware of the power and presence of Jesus.
当我们一起来到面前的祷告，我们是求神让我们可以知道他上帝奇妙的能力在我们当中。
And as a result of your prayer life, you become aware of his presence.
祷告生活的结果就是你会意识到上帝的耶稣与同在。
You become sensitive to the Holy Spirit's teaching.
你对于圣灵的教导你非常的敏感。
You sense the importance of being in submission to Him.
你知道对上帝的顺服委身是重要的。
And you expect amazing things to happen.
因此你可以期待有惊奇的事会发生。
If IWere to stand at the door after the service.
如果崇拜结束之后，我站在门口那个地方。
And I shake hands with each of you as you leave.
当你离开的时候，我跟每个人握手。
I will ask you one question.
我问你一个问题。
Did you meet Jesus today in worship?
在今天崇拜当中，你遇见耶稣吗？
Has anything happened in your life because you have been in worship?
在你生命当中，是不是因为你跟神的敬拜生命，因此有不一样的事情发生？
Somebody has said to me, "Well, I don't know if Jesus is present."
有人会跟我讲说，我实在是不清楚耶稣是不是在我当中。
By faith, I will believe he is.
靠主的信心，我要相信他，耶稣是有的。
That's good.
是很好。
I don't know anything about electricity.
我对电不太了解。
All this fancy technology, I don't understand it.
这些很美好的这些电器用品，我不是很清楚。
Even at home, I have to be very careful when I put a new light bulb in a socket.
在家里，我甚至换那个电灯泡，我都很小心。
Because one thing I do know, if I put my finger in the socket, I will know that there is electricity.
有一件事我绝对知道是，当我把手放在那个电空的电灯泡那个管子里头的话，我绝对会被电到。
If I meet the one who is God in the flesh, something happens inside of me.
当我知道道成肉身的神真的是重要的话，我会有改变。
And it's amazing.
我会有新奇的事发生。
And I praise God for it.
然后我赞美主。
Because it is He who does it.
因为上帝成就。
You see, Jesus, in the 18th or the 15th chapter of Matthew, Jesus says, they honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
在马太福音十五章里提到说，他们用嘴唇服侍我，但是他的心却远离了我。
They go through the worship routine, but they do not really bow in submission to the presence of Jesus.
他们经过了所有崇拜该发生的事情，但他们并没有全人委身在上帝的身上。
One more thing.
最后一件事。
And I'll be done.
那我就会结束。
There was a crowd of people.
群众聚集。
Jesus was present.
耶稣在那边。
And it says he preached the word to them.
然后耶稣这边提到说耶稣为他们传道讲道。
When the word is preached, lives are changed.
当上帝的道被传讲的时候，生命会有改变。
For the Bible tells us clearly that the word being preached is the basis of our understanding salvation.
圣经有提到说，道被传讲的道是我们救恩上面一切了解的基础。
Do you remember in the scripture, 4th chapter of Luke, Jesus goes to the synagogue.
你们记得在路加福音第四章那边提到耶稣到殿堂去。
And in the 4th chapter of Luke, it says, they stood and they read from the scroll.
这边第四章那边提到马可福音路加福音提到这边他们在那个地方就读那个经文卷起来的经文。
Now, when the rabbi taught, he did not stand, he sat.
当拉比讲这些道的时候，他是坐着的，他不是站着的。
So after he read from the scroll, Jesus was seated.
当拉比念完这些经文之后，耶稣坐下来。
And so they expected from him teaching.
所以他们开始期待耶稣会在开始要讲道要教导。
This is what Jesus said.
然后这个是耶稣讲的。
The Lord has anointed me to preach the good news.
上帝高我来传好信息。
That little word in the original language carries that whole meaning, preach good news.
在原文当中传讲好讯息有重要的。
And then at the end of his quote, he says, and I have come to proclaim freedom.
最后面他还提到说我来这边要来宣告死人得自由的释放得自由的。
Preaching the word.
传讲讯息。
Proclaiming freedom.
宣告自由。
And this is what brings aboutAmazing results.
这个是为什么会有惊奇事发生
？When we open our heart to the truth of Scripture.
当我们心向上帝的经文打开的，上帝的道打开的时候
，It's not what I think.
不是我已经不再是我想什么了。
It's not what you think.
也不是你想什么。
It's what God says.
而是上帝怎么说
？And that word we read in Hebrews 4 is a sharp two-edged sword.
这个我们所读到这些上帝的话语的道，就像两刃的利剑穿透了。
It cuts right to the marrow of the bone.
它只把那个骨当中的那个最中边的那个骨髓整个切开了。
Paul writes to Timothy.
保罗对提摩太写信。
2 Timothy 3:16.
提摩太后书第三章第十六节。
The scripture is God's revelation to us.
上帝的道，经文是上帝的默示，就像上帝的呼吸一样。
When we learn the word,
当我们学神的话语
，the word is preached.
这个神的话语被教导，被传。
The word is taught.
这个话语被教导。
The word is read and studied.
这个话语被读被研究。
When we meditate upon the word,
我们默想神的话语。
When we memorize the word,
当我们记住神的话语。
Amazing things begin to happen in our lives.
在我们生命当中会有惊奇的事发生。
Well, the end of the story says they were amazed.
这个故事最后面提到说他们都很惊奇。
They glorified God.
他们归荣耀给神。
They said, we've never seen it like this before.
他们说我从来没有见过这样的事发生。
Wouldn't that be wonderful if we could say that here?
那不是很美好吗？如果我们也可以讲一样的话。
Well, it means bringing the people.
这意思要把人带进来。
It means...Inviting Jesus and being in submission to Him as we worship.
在我们的崇拜当中，我们把耶稣邀进来，我们全人委身在耶稣身上。
And it means hearing, studying, memorizing this word that transforms lives.
也表示我们要听到，我们要研读上帝的话语，我们要记住上帝的话语，因此我们生命会有改变、转化。
Next Sunday, when you gather for worship,
下星期主日来这边聚会
I would like to challenge you.
我要来挑战你们
Come expecting something amazing.
带着期待的心，行进时事会发生
Something that will cause you to glorify God.
惊奇的事发生，就让你会把一切荣耀归给上帝。
Something that will break into your life like you've never seen or heard before.
有事情会发生在你生命当中，你从来没有听过、没有看过的。
That's what God has for you.
这是上帝为你预备的。
But wait.
但是等一下。
Don't wait till next Sunday.
不要等到下个星期。
Today.
今天。
Tomorrow.
明天。
Be watching as God is at work in your life.
要警醒上帝怎么样在你生命当中做工。
And praise Him and glorify Him.
那赞美主，把荣耀归给上帝。
And watch for the amazing things that He does.
然后等着看上帝在身上所做奇妙的工。
Let me pray with you for a moment.
让我为大家祷告。
Almighty God, I pray for each of us here today.
全能的上帝啊，我为在这当中的每一个会众祷告。
We do not want to have worship services as usual.
我们不要再像以往有一样，就是一样的这样子的崇拜生命。
We long to witness the amazing work of God in our midst.
我们好期待在我们当中，我们可以看到神啊，你奇妙的作为。
We want to see the things happening that we can only attribute or acknowledge.That has come from your hand.
我们好期待可以看到有奇妙的事情发生。我们只能受主啊，这是你的作为。
We ask you to introduce us to whole new spiritual worlds beyond where we are.
主啊，向我们让我们看到我们有一个完全全新跟以往完全不同的一个属灵的生命。
That we may see a multitude of people coming for the harvest.
所以我们可以看到有许多人就是可以进到我们当中我们可以收割
I pray all of this in the strong and powerful name of Jesus our Savior
我靠着耶稣那么伟大的名祷告 Amen,
Amen.